I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We've just been joined by a guy that plays for the University of Florida, and a lot of folks know him, Martez Ivey. And so I want to interrupt Conte real quick and bring in Martez here so we can have some conversation with him. And certainly appreciate you stopping by, man. I know a lot of people talking about what's going on
Martez
down there.
Martez would never, ever call the cops for a hard foul in
no.
a pickup game.
No.
You would settle it yourself.
Did you hear that story? We were talking about a basketball pickup game where they called the cops at basically like a 24-hour fitness.
Man, I just saw that, man. I blew my mind. I didn't know that.
Kind of crazy.
Yeah.
Hey, man, first and foremost, welcome to the A. I know this day has been a whirlwind for you guys. You taking it all in, man?
Oh, yeah, I'm loving it. I mean, this is my second time around and just – you know, it's a great opportunity for me and also the blessing as well, you know, to get out here and meet a lot of people. And also, you know, it's an experience, you know. It's just something like most people don't get to do. I was just thinking about it. It's like, you know, have a bunch of people here, you know, just talk about the season, talk about what's going to happen in the upcoming season as well. I mean, I'm excited for it. You know, it gets me very excited, you know, just talking like how people feel about our program and just how people, you know, like, You got some doubters, and you also got some believers. You know, it motivates you.
It is interesting, though, because you could have gone to the NFL. Martez Ivey was going into your senior season when a new coaching staff comes in. I know Dan Mullen's got familiarity with Florida, but not with your class. Mm-hmm. So what was the overriding decision to make you come back?
I remember talking to CeCe. He was on the sideline. I was like, man, we got to come back. It was like 21-0 in the first quarter. It was like, it's like, no, we can't leave like this. It was just – I mean, we lost, like, games that I felt like we should never have lost, and, you know, and left, like, I didn't want to leave on a note like that.
You are a left tackle.
Yes, sir.
They make a lot of money in the league. you gave up an opportunity to maybe do that. I mean, to pursue that. So that just speaks to how important it is to leave a legacy at Florida. And then you're saying other guys on the squad were saying the same thing, though, right?
Mm-hmm. So, I mean, I felt like I needed to come back anyway. Just felt like I needed, you know, an extra year wouldn't hurt me. It can, you know, develop my game, you know, also boost my draft status and just, you know, helps me out physically, and develop my knowledge of the game.
Martez, how frustrating, and I don't know if it was, maybe it wasn't, with the quarterback situation last year, and, you know, you're starting one guy, you're not sure who's starting the next week. As an old lineman, I mean, you got a job to do, but also as a unit offensively, how frustrating was that?
I want to say it was frustrating, just like you just had to know which quarterback brought something to the table. You know, it was like it was different. You know, it was like it depends like how I had to block the defensive end, because I knew like maybe one quarterback wasn't good at like eluding defensive ends, and one was like a scrambler out the pocket. You know how to, I just had to account for that as
right.
well. But I mean, like. As a unit, it kind of like it was never like really building any chemistry, you know, like with one quarterback, you know, getting like a, you know, just a simple thing of having a cadence, like remembering the cadence from a quarterback. It's just always, it's like something new, like every 2 or 3 weeks from somebody. So, but now, I mean, like with Kyle and Felipe, you know, the two main guys as a quarterback, I'm comfortable with them because, like I said earlier, this offense fit them. It's like, It allows them to be more comfortable and be who they are. You know, like, let's talk about Felipe, how he was, like, having the time of his life at the spring game, you know. Like, it was something new, you know. I didn't see him doing it in a while. It was just, like, he was having fun. And I just seen how Kyle almost, like, he overtook his squad. And it was just, like, he was leading them down the field, you know. Every time we'll put some points up, he'll put some points up. Because he was like, oh, there's my squad. I'm going to do it. Because, like, it allows him to be himself in that offense, you know. And it's just it fits both of them.
Okay.
It fits all three quarterbacks, actually.
Interesting, because everybody's talking about Florida's quarterback.
Well, that's the thing. Dan Mullen, you know, they use that phrase, a quarterback whisperer. We like Dan Mullen's energy. You know, you go through, you know, when you were in Central Florida, when you got recruited, Muschamp, then it's McElwain, now you got another guy. Mm-hmm. So you roll your eyes, or do you buy what Coach Mullen is selling? You like the energy?
Oh, no. I like it all. I like, he sell, you know, he did at Mississippi State. I mean, it ain't fake. I mean, whatever what he's preaching is true. He's been here before. He won. You know, he know what that standard is. He's been around it. He know what Florida's supposed to be like. You know, it was there in the past, and he's going to bring it back, and I believe in him.
Martez Ivey, left tackle for the Florida Gators, joining us here on Dukes and Bell Live at SEC Media Days. Hardcore Florida fans know about Coach Nick Savage. Mm-hmm. They know about the weight training program and the strength conditioning that's been going on. Talk to us about that and what's been the difference.
The difference between the two programs before and after?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Like I said, competition. Mm. You know, we competing with each other. You know, all right. So they'll put us on the ground. They'll make us stand up. We'll do rope pulls. I ain't never, like, since I've been there, we've never done that. Either you win or you losing. You know what I'm saying? Like, you're going to pull that man across the line, he's going to pull you across the line. It's a dog fight out there. You know, even when we run the sprints, you want to compete. You want to get out there. You want to run because they acknowledge that in the weight room. They acknowledge how much weight you put on the bar and how fast you're moving it and how well you're doing all the other activities, you know, on the field and off the field as well.
So you're bigger, stronger. You feel it. You guys are feeling it.
Yes, sir. We feel it. I mean, if people who haven't seen us in a while, they'll look at us like, oh, man, this team looked totally different.
Mm. Well, hey, man, Georgia fans that are listening, watch out at the cocktail party because Martez is some unfinished business Gators, man. Best of luck, and who knows, man. Maybe we'll be talking to you after the draft day a couple of months down the road.
Yes, sir.
Thank you so much, Martez. Good luck to you.
Thank you very much. What,
really? You got to put the ring on? Really?
They did win the SEC East 2 years in a row there, Joe.
I know. He flashed it across his face like he had to wipe his brow, and I was like, damn.
Nice hardware.
Nice work, man, and we wish you the best of luck.
Yes, sir.
Well, not too much luck. We are Georgia, man. You got it, bro.
Hey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.